Out in the kitchen.
Ross said, this is good cake, Mom. Or this is good cake you made, Mom. And I said, thank you. And then he said, did you buy it or did you make it? And I said, I bought it. And he said, oh, why didn't you make it?
Didn't work, see? And tape is not going to work. Tape doesn't work, we have to get staples. This will not work. Tape will not work. You have to have a staple. And we'll wait until the people get out of their offices, and then we'll do the stapling. Okay? So how are we going to do it?
Staple.
And when is that going to happen?
Go.
What?
Go.
What do you mean go? When the people leave their offices. Austin, Daddy, remember when you threw away Marcia's clothes and Mommy got mad? And I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. But Mommy wanted Marcia to have some so that he would be warm. And so don't do that, Daddy. Anyway, that whole conversation was initiated and conducted by Ross. Ross said, if you do the thing that says up, then it makes it do the first time. Makes, and then he said, makes Dorothy come back. Makes you push this button here, right? What he meant is if you push the button pointing up, which is as he said, then it winds the tape. What? Yeah. It's first can do it. You're starting at the beginning now. Right. Right, the beginning. At the beginning. Good. It's the beginning. This is a start at the beginning. Yeah?
Ross was
asking me questions about the Wizard of Oz. He said, is the Tin Woodman, he calls it Tin Woodman instead of a Tin Woodman, is the Tin Woodman a person? I said, no. Is the Scarecrow a person? I said, no. And I said, Tin Woodman was a machine. And then he said, why is a Scarecrow scary? And I said, well, because he doesn't scare people, I said he scares crows. And then he said, oh, I see.
I know why that scarecrow is scared.
Is what?
Because they scare crows.
Oh, why is he named Scare? Yeah, why is he called Scare? That's right, why. Because they scare crows. That's right. See, why are they called Scare?
This morning I said, I didn't get very much sleep last night, and Ross said, I slept around 6.
I said to Ross, I'll wipe your little bottom. He was in the bathroom, and he said, okay, with toilet paper. With toilet paper, okay? Right? And then, what else did you say before that? He said, Dad, are you doing fine? Are you ready to get out? And he said, somehow he got me into a conversation and he... Oh, I forgot that one. Okay, scratch that last one.
Are you ready?
Yeah. And then what happened?
Did I get washed?
Yeah, I did. And Daddy said he was ready, and then what did you say?
I said, oh.
You said, oh, okay, I'm in the bathroom or something, right?
Yeah.
Good, Ross.
No, doing proof.
Doing proof, yeah. And you wanted me to come in with you, didn't you?
Yeah.
Right.
Why didn't you come in?
Oh, I remember I said that I had to get dressed.
Yeah.
So people would laugh at me if I was naked.
Okay. Yeah. But why did they laugh at you? Are they working?
Some people, yeah.
But no, the ones that picked up.
No, they went home.
Why did they?
They went home. They finished cleaning up and they went home.
No. But why did that man that gave us a sheep leave his car here?
Oh, because he goes home during the day, honey.
Huh?
He takes his bicycle home and leaves his car here. It's not his car, it belongs to the castle.
Huh. Will he go back to Spain?
No.
Why?
No, he lives in Holland.
Why does he?
He speaks Dutch.
Why does he?
He lives here.
Why does he?
Why?
Yeah.
That's where he was born.
No, he wasn't.
Why not?
Because he was in California.
He was born in California? How can that be?
Fine.
What?
Fine.
It can be fine? What do you mean?
Stomp.
Stomp? I don't understand.
Stomp means you're crazy.
Oh, I see.
Stark. That means you're stupid. That's not a bad word. That's a bad word.
Uh-huh.
Sarm. That's dummy. Dummy is a bad word.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why is dummy a bad word?
I don't know. Maybe because you said so.
No! That little boy who was had the same hair, black Marcus hair, he said dummy to me, and he said stupid to me, and he said poo-poo to me, and he said pee-pee to me. And that's what he said.
Really? When was he saying that?
At my old preschool.
Oh, I see. And do you remember what his name was? Do you remember what his name was?
No, I remembered at school, but now I don't remember.
You mean maybe it was Eric?
Eric? No.
No, Eric was not. Rex?
Rex, yeah. No, Rex.
Maybe it was...
Yeah,
Rex. Rex?
Rex.
Okay, because there were some other people too at preschool. He said, we were asking about girls. He said, you mean the one with the raisins? And I said, yeah. And he said, I don't remember. You tell me. Oh, I think her name was, she was kind of cute and short. She was a cookie monster.
Yeah, tell me.
You don't remember her name, huh?
No.
Mom, do you remember it? We were talking about kids in preschool, and I remember Casey, and Ross said, what was that little girl's name again? And I said, Casey. He said, but I was big. I played with that girl at preschool.
Yeah, but I was a little bit little.
Was it fun?
I was little.
When you were little then, was it a little bit fun?
I was pretty little, so I played with
her. Uh-huh, and was it pretty fun?
Yeah, and when I got bigger, Then I get to go to
the big kids preschool.
Yeah, not to the little
people. Preschool, no.
No.
The big kids preschool, where the big guys are, not the little twerps like Mark.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Casey, and bring her to Pittsburgh.
You don't have to go to your old preschool anymore.
No, and save her forever.
Save her forever from that old bad preschool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
She's nice, isn't she?
Yeah.
Who is your best friend at the preschool? Chris Henry?
Casey.
Casey or Chris Henry?
Casey.
How about Aaron? Is he your best friend?
No.
Casey.
Oh, he's my best friend.
That's nice. She's cute. I like her. And Aaron is
nice
too.
Your bell is on backwards.
Oh, really?
Let me see it.
Look at that.
Let me see it.
Why is the tape recorder messed up? Why do you say it's messed up?
Hello.
Why do you say it's messed up?
Maybe corner?
Yeah.
The belt?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my belt is on backwards. I thought you said my batteries are on backwards.
No, but it isn't.
It's not on backwards.
Yeah, it is.
Why?
Because you got it on wrong.
I do?
Yeah.
You want to jump, Mark? Hey, jump. Jump, Mark. Whoop! Crazy baby.
Crazy baby.
Ross was up there jumping, and and he said, there's a lightsaber. In other words, I might jump on it. Wouldn't that be bad? And I might hurt it. They told him to put his toys back in. And I said, no, no, it's okay. And he said, because it's flat. What's wrong, honey?
My
teeth
saw that. That was okay.
That was okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Good jumper. Okay, go, Mark.
I jumped way far.
You did, yeah. You didn't jump way far, Mark.
I'm a superhero.
Okay.
Watch.
Okay.
I'm a superhero.
Good jumper. Okay, go, Mark. Superhero. Good, Mark. What?
Why don't you buy Superman book? Buy one in Pittsburgh.
Ross said, they were playing houses, and I walked into the other room, and Ross said, we're going to need blankets for our house. Although, let me pause a second, the table blankets we need, I want two of them. After playing for a little bit with his blankets, Ross came out and said, that's the best blanket in the world, Daddy. He said, we need another one. I said, is a brown blanket all right? He said, yeah. And I said, it's heavy. As I was saying to him, he said, yeah, I'm a strong boy and I can carry heavy things. I asked Ross what happened to the great pumpkin. He was arranging all his magazines in a row. He said, I told you it was in my big, it was in my big books, I said. Right?
Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand that.
Then don't say where is my great pumpkin book anymore.
Honey, don't be bossy.
You're bossier than I am.
I see. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I won't be bossy. You try not to be bossy. We'll both be nice to each other, okay? The regular tapes that I put down for Mickey Mouse. Called what?
Called Stop Hole Floppy.
Called Stop Hole Floppy, yeah, okay.
And that there.
Good. Ross said, Daddy, I told him to bring out his little helicopter or airplane car. He brought it out and he said, Daddy, you were wrong about holding the boy's head. Why was I wrong, Ross?
Because that wasn't true.
What was true?
You hold this power,
mm-hmm.
Then you turn it,
mm-hmm.
Then you let it go.
Okay, we'll do it. You hold that propeller. Ross was out in the kitchen. He said, Daddy, I was trying to find the cookies. I was trying to find the cookies. In other words, he meant, I don't want that cherry pie you're giving me, I want cookies. So, and you're messing up what I wanted to do, which was I was trying to find the cookies. I was going to find the cookies. Did you say I was going to find the cookies.
I was going to.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What did you say?
I said, I wanted to go to find cookies.
You wanted to go to find cookies? Uh-huh. Yeah. And then you said, I'm not going to put my hands, what about the hands? You know how your hands weren't going to get hurt? Remember how you said that? What did you say? I'm not going to put my hands in a little hole. I'm not going to put my hands in a little hole They aren't going to get hurt. I'm going to put my hands in a little hole. They're not going to get hurt. I know how to take them out. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, if I put my hands in a little hole, they're not going to get hurt. I know how to take them out. That was it.
Just like that,
then
I
pull
out.
In the little hole, uh-huh. So how do you do it? Okay. Is he sick, Mom? Yeah. Why would he? Okay. What's my name? Yeah, he always cries when he does. Oh, I see. So what are you doing?
I'm taking my finger out.
Tell me the whole story.
I'm taking my finger out.
Of
the train.
Mm-hmm.
Of the horse.
Yeah. And?
And the horse is under.
And the horse isn't under. And?
And the horse what does it have left on?
Rope. For the horse.
What does it have on it?
Rope for the horse. You're not telling me any more of the story. You're not telling me about anything.
Rope, sign,
mm-hmm.
Sign, rope.
Why is it in your pants?
Huh?
Well, I said, it doesn't make that you should scream, so go pee in the billy, please. And this was in response to my statement, which was to tell Marky that he shouldn't scream. Told Russ to tell Marty that he shouldn't scream. Mary said, Marty's going to go out, and Russ said, go out the door or something, and Russ said, all by himself? In other words, is that all right? Will he be all right out there by himself? He was just pretty much said to continue the conversation. He was worried about it, whether he was going out there all by himself too much. Russ? Now, Russ, when you got that belt, we had to cut it, right? Yeah, and then what happened?
My mommy's belt.
Mm-hmm.
The mommy is both.
Then it was your
the
size?
Uh-huh.
How big a boy were you? How big a boy were you?
Yeah.
How big were you?
Like that.
Did we cut your belt when we bought it?
Huh?
Did we have to cut the belt?
It got the back and bone. And it was this big.
Yeah.
This one.
Mommy's
belt
was his
size because mommy's belt was as long as he was tall.
Mm-hmm. Mary and I were sort of talking along about speaking German or something like that, and Ross said, "So, what are we doing someplace?" To sort of.
Where are we going?
So what do you mean, Ross?
Bah.
What did you want to say?
Where are we going someplace?
Oh, you mean on a walk?
Yeah.
We'll just walk down to the grass.
No, the sea.
You want to go down and see the river?
No, the sea. Mm-hmm. We'll see the soccer ball.
Soccer ball, okay. Of course, it'll be closed now, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
No.
It can still be pretty. It'll still be pretty for boys to look at, won't it?
Yeah.
Run, Marky, run. I said that mommy's sneezing and Ross is freezing. He said, no, I'm sneezing, not mommy. Mommy's freezing and I'm sneezing, right?
Yeah. And mommy's sneezing.
Sneezing.
And mommy's sneezing.
Are you sneezing? Are you freezing or sneezing, Marky?
And I'm sneezing.
Okay, very good. Now, you want to get down and run?
Ross said on the walk is the same. But here there's tons of dog poo. But in Pittsburgh there's plenty. Of dog poo, yeah. Anyway, what makes you think there's plenty of dog poo in Pittsburgh?
You told me that.
Plenty?
Yeah.
I did? When was that?
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Oh, I didn't know I said there was plenty in Pittsburgh. I said in Pittsburgh there won't be as much dog poo as there is here.
Oh.
There's plenty of dog poo here, isn't there?
Yeah.
Tons of it.
Yeah, tons.
But I don't think there's that much in Pittsburgh.
Why?
They don't let the dogs do that on the street.
I don't.
But, but Janosch's dog goes pee on the streets and poo on the streets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why does he?
Did you see him do it?
Yeah. No, he just looked creepy, not poo.
Oh. Well, that's not as bad.
Huh?
It's not as bad, is it?
Why?
Because it doesn't smell as bad when you step in it.
Oh.
See, one boy, Mikey dropped the toys, and Ross said, one boy dropped the toys. But the daddy didn't get mad, because that wasn't a very bad thing to do. But it was a bad thing for what, Ross?
For polite.
It was impolite, right? It was not polite.
Polite!
Was it polite?
Yeah.
To drop the toys was polite? No, it was not polite. It was not really bad, but it was not very polite. Now, tell me about the kind of car you want. Yeah.
I want the motorcycle that goes up the slide and crashes, and a roller, a motor run, and wheels, and a man on it, and a helmet, and that's what I want.
And what noise does it make, or anything more? Can you tell me anything more about it?
Goes and I want. And I want huge, big slide, long slide for it to go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
And I want a light gun to shoot, not a circus gun, a battery gun to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
That, a toy gun. That.
Mm-hmm.
Two bags for that gun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And Star Wars toys.
Mm-hmm.
And a princess toy and a new Luke Skywalker and a new Chewbacca and a new Star. And the get new stormtrooper.
Mm-hmm.
And Hulk. And don't get new Hulk or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And get new Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
New Luke Skywalker.
Why a new one? Why do you need a new one?
Because these people lost their guns. They broke their guns. And I lost his lightsaber.
Okay.